Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and I do expect your call today because I know you're going to have something to say about this. I'm asking about daydreaming today. Do you daydream? I want to know if you practice daydreaming on a regular basis, what it has done for your sense of well-being, emotional health. Maybe you were a kid and you daydreamed all the time, and your teacher said, oh, you're never going to pass the classes if you keep getting distracted by your daydreaming. Maybe you turned out to be a very creative artist or something of that nature because you used your creative senses in your daydreaming process. So that is what I'm asking today, and I really am expecting you to weigh in on this. Do you daydream? That is the question. This is your show. You don't have to be Catholic to call in, and I really value your calls because what you have to say is going to educate, inform, and form others that are listening. Please consider calling in. It's so easy. Rich is waiting to answer your call at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Again, we have Rich on the phones. We have Ace at the controls. We have Pedro on social media. I'm waving to everybody. Hi, guys. Happy Monday. I love this feast day of Mary being the mother of our church. I just love it. I love Our Lady. Do you love Our Lady? You should. She's amazing. She's the best spiritual mother ever. So we just want to absolutely honor Our Lady today. And Jerry Usher will be back tomorrow. He's finished his silent retreat. I had got a message from him yesterday. So he is now talking again. He was on, I think, a 7 or 8 day silent retreat. We're going to hear all about it tomorrow when we start the show. So that's tomorrow. This is today. I need your call. There is an art to daydreaming. Okay. There is an art to daydreaming. You'll see how this weaves into your spiritual life, but I need you to answer the question, do you daydream? Do you practice daydreaming? Let me just be very transparent and put it all out there for you guys so that it can start the conversation. In life coaching, we practice daydreaming very, very specifically, and there's a reason for that. Because there's not enough of that exploring that creative side to us. We have our gadgets always within reach, right? And they're doing the creative thing for us. And we don't even have to even think anymore because it's right there at our fingertips. Daydreaming is very important. It's very calming. It's very calming to the spirit. It can allow somebody to really just explore without feeling a sense of judgment. Right? Because oftentimes when we speak what we want to do or we're thinking about or we envision or we're hoping for something, typically when we say it to someone else, they may have a response, and that response may be critical or it may be trying to knock some sense into you. Oh, that can't happen. That's not reality. Well, that's not what daydreaming is about. Daydreaming is about really just letting your mind really expand in the sense of being creative. Do you realize, folks, that there have been many businesses, many successful businesses and projects and all sorts of things started when somebody took the time to just envision what could the potential or what possibly could happen and letting their mind really go to work and then putting in the work to making it happen. But oftentimes it started with somewhat of a daydream. I know a person that's a very gifted artist. And he started when he was on his back porch with his wife. And they were having a cup of coffee and he was looking out into the beautiful trees and the grass and just his beautiful land that he was sitting on. And he just saw himself painting it, really being a part of that. And it was somewhat of this daydream that prompted him to start somewhat of an art gallery, and it progressed into an online situation, but it's amazing. And that started with somebody sitting there just using their mind and just going and thinking about nature and saying, wow, you know, this could be, I could do this. I could contribute to this. It happens all the time, folks. you know, daydreaming gets a bad rap all the time. People think that it means you can't focus and things like that. That's not true. Very creative minds know how to very specifically daydream or envision things and really explore things just by letting yourself just be and having those creative juices flow. It's a beautiful thing, but we've lost it in this day and age. We really have. We're kind of like robots, and we're attached and dependent to these gadgets. So I'm asking the question, do you daydream? I do all the time. I've been daydreaming ever since I was a little kid. In fact, the nuns used to make a comment about that all the time with me. They would actually say, you daydream way too much. And I would say, no, sister, I think that I really love to explore things. I'm curious about life. And people who tend to be more creative in nature, like I'm a creative writer. And so people that are more creative in nature tend to elevate to that area of daydreaming. Do you agree with that? Do you have a different take on this? Do you think daydreaming is a waste of time? Did some business come out of your, session of daydreaming? Please call in. You don't have to be Catholic. This is a very important topic. We can learn a lot today, and we can let people start really having their best life and envisioning their best life and putting their gifts and talents to work. Work is a good thing. It really is, especially when you're using the talents and gifts that you have been given by God himself. So if you agree with daydreaming in its proper place is very healthy, then call in. Maybe you feel it's distracting, and that could be a problem too. You know, anything can be used for good or it can be used for not so good or even for evil. So you never know how this conversation is going to turn out, but it's your calls that drive this show. So if you sit this out on this beautiful Monday, then we're going to miss this opportunity. I need the Take Two family to show up in a big way. And here's the number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And I'll be right back. Asking the question today, do you daydream? Can you answer the question for me? That would help. We got a couple open phone lines. Rich is doing a fine job greeting everyone, so that's great. The Take Two family is showing up. You don't have to be Catholic. Like I said, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening and you hear the sound of my voice, you are part of the Take Two family, and we value your presence, and we really love your call. So 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986, and we're talking about daydreaming today, and I'll get to the calls in just a moment. I wanted to share with everyone about this really cool ebook. Are you looking for a way to feel closer to St. Joseph, the husband of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the guardian of Jesus? We've got something special just for you. We put together a wonderful collection of unique prayers, all dedicated to St. Joseph. It's a fantastic way to honor him and deepen your spiritual connection. Ready to explore these prayers and grow closer to St. Joseph? Just head on over to EWTN.com/St. Joseph today for this free ebook, you guys. It's really great. And that's all about St. Joseph on this beautiful month where we honor fathers. I love that. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be honoring fathers tomorrow when Jerry's back for the topic for tomorrow. It's honoring our fathers because we're coming up on Father's Day. And some of our dads have gone on to meet the Lord. And I tell you, it's really hard when you start losing your parents. It really is. It doesn't matter what age they are. I know that some parents live to be, you know, 95, 100 years old. And people say, oh, they lived a long life. It's still hard when you lose your parents. Parents are very, very important. Okay, we're going to get to the phones. Let's see. I do have a couple open phone lines. Could you answer the question? Do you daydream? I want to know the answer. If you don't want to use your real first name because maybe you don't want to out yourself for some reason, I don't know why, daydreaming is very positive or can be very positive, then just give us your confirmation name or a name that you wish your parents always called you. Okay, Kelly. Let's go to Kelly. Kelly's up first in Exeter, New Hampshire on EWTN.com. Hi, Kelly. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, Debbie and Jerry. It's great to talk with you. I just wanted to share that when I daydream, I've learned to invite Jesus and Our Lady to dream with me and to walk with me as I'm thinking about that, and maybe to show me what is possible for me. And this is something I had given up on at one point, because I had a series of disappointments in my life, and I'm almost 60, and I got to the point where I thought, oh, what's the point? Dreams aren't going to come true at this point. But right. I think that's a lie. You know, that's just a lie straight from the pit, that we can't dream and make our dreams come true. Or on our way to making a dream come true, Jesus can lead us to another dream, or our patron saint. We can invite our patron saint into our daydreaming. So I just wanted to share that.
Okay, so let me ask you this question, Kelly. Do you believe we have a very big God?
Oh, yes, I do, Debbie.
Okay, so we should dream big, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and the world would tell us not to dream big because that's the demons trying to keep us down, to keep us depressed.
That's right.
Despair, disconnected. And, yeah. Absolutely.
And I think the evil one will lead us to, you know, think about all the possible obstacles. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough time. Debbie, I have a friend who just had her seventh baby, who has published her third book of poetry. Mm. And, you know, I look at her life and I said, how do you do this? And she, you know, she, her children inspire her. And it's when she's with her children that thoughts bubble up. And so I think there are so many ways that God can make dreams come true.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why we launched our life coaching ministry, Kelly, is because we found that people were they were limiting God. They were settling for just the lowest thing they could get. It was very unfortunate. Mm-hmm. And actually it's very dishonoring of God. Think about it. If you answered the question so clearly, we serve a big God. We should go big with God. If we go small, we're saying, oh, you can't do much for us. Okay, there's not much you can do. So just throw me some scraps and I'll be happy. No, that's not how our God works. Our God honors those that really understand as much as they possibly can comprehend his magnificence. What do you say to that, Kelly?
I just think of Jesus inviting Peter to step out of the boat. And if we just keep our eyes on him, all things are possible.
Amen. Amen. And I love how you started this call, Kelly, where you said you invite Jesus and Our Lady into these dreaming sessions that you have. That is so perfect, what you did and what you continue to do. And I bet you, Kelly, just tell me if I'm right on this, you're seeing the fruits of this. You are seeing things unfold in your spiritual life and in your just general life, right? You're seeing things unfold because you have asked Jesus and Mary to walk with you.
Well, you know, part of what's happened is that that's brought a lot more joy and hope into my life. And then I can do that thing that we want to do, which is to attract people to our faith.
Yes.
Because they see that joy and that hope.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I love what you're doing, and I'm so glad there was no accident that you started this conversation, Kelly. Thank you so very much calling in from the great state of New Hampshire. I love New Hampshire. So beautiful area of the country you live in. Thank you, Kelly. Okay, Kelly's going to free that phone line for you to call in and weigh in on this. I would really like a man, or a young adult, a male, to call in about this, because this is interesting. I don't see any male callers on the line waiting to get on air. Why is that? Have you guys lost the art of daydreaming? Are you so busy with doing the things of life? Are you so attached to all the gadgets and technology that you've lost that time of really daydreaming? Can you call in and share? We need to balance out this discussion. We can't have all ladies calling in saying we all daydream and the guys don't. So would you please stop what you're doing and call in if you have practiced the art of daydreaming? 833-288-3986. Our friend Timoteo weighed in by email, so I will read his email because he weighed in. Thank you so much, Tim. If you don't have time to be on air with us, you can always text us. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your brief question or your comment about daydreaming. And just know that message and data rates may apply. Okay, let's move back to the phones. We're going to go to Texas. Melissa is in Copperas Cove, Texas on Armor of God Radio. Hi, Melissa. Welcome.
Hi, it's Alyssa.
I'm sorry. Baby. It had Melissa. Let me switch it. Alyssa. Let me start over. Hi, Alyssa from Texas. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi. Thank you so much. So I actually was bored at my retail job and started doodling on some napkins and ended up accidentally, like it was halfway launched before I even realized I was starting a Catholic business to promote Catholic literature. Mm-hmm. Because I believe so firmly in the necessity for imagination mm-hmm. in our spiritual life. Like we always talk about the intellectual growth, and we also talk about like the growth of our empathy and heart, but imagination is that bridge from intellect to empathy.
Yep.
You can know God loves you, but if you can't really imagine what that would feel like, mm-hmm. you're not going to be able to like live as mm-hmm. if God loves you out in your daily life.
Absolutely. So, Alyssa, are you aware of how many businesses have started on a napkin?
Yeah, quite a few.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Go ahead.
Yeah. I actually work under the name ARK Watson, and the business is CatholicReads.com. And I started out thinking there I would be able to find just a couple of, like, I really wanted to promote Catholic fiction because of Catholic imagination. I just thought there would be, like, a few, and it would be a small thing. And, oh, my gosh, girl, since mm-hmm. our wait list for promoting authors is a year long.
Wow.
And it's been that way since the first year we launched.
Okay, that's amazing. Okay, so I have a challenge for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So you're listening on Armor of God Radio in your area of Texas. Alyssa, why don't you contact them and see if you can give your testimony? I think it's very powerful because this is exactly why we put this topic on the show calendar, is to show how God can, through daydreaming, God can let you explore some of the gifts and talents that you may have to be able to have that creative side turned on, right? And you can be doing something for the glory of God, building up the kingdom, just like you're doing, Alyssa. And I think your testimony is very powerful. You may want to call your local station and tell them you're on Take Two and say, hey, Debbie's saying I should give my story, because you will help others who are listening to Catholic radio to realize that everybody has a story, everybody has a plan, everybody has a purpose, everybody has gifts and talents. And the sooner we realize that, we can live our best life. What do you say?
If you can help me get in touch with them, I'd really appreciate that.
Sure. You know what? Why don't you go ahead and email me and I'll give you some info. So just when you get a chance, because you're busy, it sounds like you're busy with your company. But email me to take2@ewtn.com. Okay, take2@ewtn.com. But blessings to you, Alyssa. I love it, and thank you for calling. Yeah, thank you. Keep going. This is awesome. And go big with God, because he goes big with us. Way to go, Alyssa. I just love it. Okay, guys, see, daydreaming works. It works. It really does produce great things if you allow it to. Now, you don't want to daydream in a in a negative way, and you don't want to have it pull you away from God, but things that are going to bring you closer to God, when like Kelly does, when Kelly asks for Jesus and Mary to come into those creative times that she's having in prayer or just thinking about life, okay, that's powerful. And look what it did with Alyssa, and giving birth to a beautiful Catholic company. So you see, daydreaming does work. Okay, Mary's up next in Central Connecticut on our friends at the Station of the Cross. Hi, Mary. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Let me turn up my phone just a little bit.
Okay.
I do have daydreaming. I've always had during my life, and at times it's very positive. Even I think it borders on a contemplation, and almost like I'm being guided to greater. I don't know how to even say it, but I once had one about the baby teeth of Jesus and mm-hmm. Our Lady saving them.
Mm.
Because, I mean, she would never have thrown them away, so she, like, made a little bag, and she always carried them with her wherever she went, even when she was at the cross. And it just turned so beautiful. Mm. And I almost believe that St. Therese helped me, because the image that I had of Jesus was one that I saw in a painting she had made of him, just how mm-hmm. he looked, and then he smiled at me, and he had no teeth. It was around mm-hmm. the time when my niece was losing her teeth. So something like that, or I'll get the answer to a problem I've been having, mm-hmm. or different things that really helped me. But the reason I called in is I have daydreaming. I don't turn it on and off. It just comes. And sometimes it comes while I'm trying to pray, or mm-hmm. especially, it happened yesterday, while I was listening to the Mass. I'm homebound, I'm on the radio, and it was almost like all of a sudden, I'm daydreaming, and my thoughts and my, it's almost like talking to myself was drowning out the words of the Mass, and I mm-hmm. got really upset with myself, and that happens a lot to me. I'm just wondering if you have any strategy sure. mm-hmm. for how to control it and
yeah.
not let it burst in when I don't want it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great, great question. And thank you for sharing. And I want you to hear this, Mary. This is so important. Okay. Timoteo from Findlay, Ohio, he sent in an email. Now listen to this. Does this sound similar? He said, good morning. Here is my take on daydreaming. I do not daydream continuously, though I have a great imagination. It's a blessing and a curse. A blessing because it is the foundation of my creativity. A curse because sometimes I get negative thoughts. Either case, it's a serious distraction when I'm trying to pray. Thank you for allowing me to share, and God bless the Take Two team. So very similar to what you're saying, to, Mary, is what Timoteo is saying, in the sense that when we have the ability to be able to creatively daydream, it will creep in during prayer and during when we're supposed to be very focused on God. Yes, there are things we can do to just hold back and refocus. Basically, what you want to do is if you start to feel yourself drift off into daydreaming, basically tell yourself internally, okay, it's okay. I'll get to my daydreaming after Mass, or I'll get to my daydreaming after prayer. And basically put yourself on hold, put the daydreaming on a shelf. Don't see the problem with creative minds is when you squash the daydreaming, it feels so unnatural. So just kind of tell yourself, I'm going to put it on hold. I'm focusing right now on Jesus. And then say after Mass, I'll pick back up and I'll start daydreaming. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's almost like pulling back and taking control of the thoughts at that moment, but not squashing it, not trying to avoid it, because you don't want to really stop that so much of that creativity. You just want to shelve it for a while. What do you say, Mary?
That's very helpful.
And you got
Timoteo,
it.
He's always so wise, and so are you.
Aww.
I love listening and learning.
Thank you. Me too. I learn every time I do this show. Thank you so much, Mary. God bless you. You're a beautiful soul. Okay, when I come back, I'll get to Tom. Okay, we got our first gentleman who's calling in. That's wonderful. Tom, and Larry and Michael, there's others. Okay, all the men are showing up strong. I'll be right back. We're having a fabulous conversation on daydreaming today. And if you'd like to jump in and share your take on this, if you daydream or if you have an experience, if you're a therapist or a counselor and you want to give your professional opinion on this, or if you're a teacher, you know, maybe you have a lot of students that daydream and it's you don't know how to handle it. Let's talk about it. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And if you need any help with putting a plan in place and just getting a better direction on life, then you can always have a free consultation at standtalltoday.com. That's the outreach ministry we do with a lot of other very experienced life coaches. It's just a wonderful ministry to help others live their best life. So standtalltoday.com. Okay, Tom in Lockport, New York, on the Station of the Cross. Tom, you're representing all the men today. How are you, sir?
Loving life. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's Monday. Yeah. So go ahead, Monday. Tom.
Got to go back to work.
Yeah. So
that's
tell
us. Sitting in the parking lot at work.
So you're sitting at the parking lot at work, and did you want to share about daydreaming before you go back in?
Well, I'm going to start at 1 o'clock. That's why we'd be hurried. But I'm a machine operator, and mm-hmm. I work alone. I have guys next to me, but on other machines, it's all very noisy. So I just think to myself all the time, and I like to take those things I start thinking about and turn them into little stories that I share with my my family and whatnot.
Nice. So you're in a job that has a lot of noise. So because of that, you tune out the noise, right, Tom? And you go into daydreaming. So the creative side of you kicks in as you are working, and you've turned those things that you are thinking about into stories. Wow. That is powerful, Tom. I love it. Do you think you'll ever publish those stories?
I don't know if anybody think they're good enough to be published, but my children like them, and in fact my daughters, one is 10, the other is 13, they both want me to write stories with them, so I'll maybe get their creative juices flowing too.
Yeah, that is excellent. I love that, Tom. You're like multitasking. You're doing your work, and you're also exploring other things that you can do. And now with your family, with your children, Tom, that is brilliant. Thank you so much for weighing in on this. I appreciate it. And have a beautiful day at work. Okay.
Enjoy.
Okay, God bless you. Wow, that was really cool. That's amazing. And that kind of goes in line with Alyssa's call, you know, the same thing. Alyssa explored a venture, and she put it down on a napkin, and then she has this Catholic literature company. That's extraordinary. These are amazing stories. If you have a story to share that something was born out of daydreaming, and do you daydream? Then please call in. You could be helping thousands of souls today. Wow, that's huge. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And yes, I'm waving to everybody on social media. Hi, guys. Pedro's monitoring the chat, so put your comments in the chats right there. Let's go to Larry, and Larry is calling in from Corpus Christi, Texas, on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Larry. Welcome.
Hello, Debbie. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. You go right ahead.
Well, I guess you would say this is daydreaming in a sense. My wife and I have always spent a lot of time with our young kids and now grown kids on ranches in South Texas, hunting and fishing and doing all kinds of outdoor activities. And we've always wanted our own place. But because, you know, we ran a family business, just never had the time, I guess, and the ability to buy our own ranch. Well, I have since retired, and about 4 years ago, I really started looking at different ranches to see if we could buy one of our own.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a friend of mine down to South Texas with me to go look at a piece of property that came up for sale that the realtor was so uninterested in selling, he wouldn't even meet us there. We had to just peer over an old barbed wire fence that was around the property. So my friend and I are parked right along the highway looking over the fence of this old, dilapidated ranch that's overgrown. There's water well doesn't work. There's no ponds. There's no road. It's just really bankrupt, you might say. And the first thing out of his mouth is, he said, it's too hot. Let's get back in the truck and get out of here. This place does not have any potential. And why he's saying that is going like in one ear and out the other. I'm looking at it, and I said, can't you see what I see? And he said, what do you mean? And I said, I see a manicured ranch with ponds on it, a new water well, new fencing, senderos, which are roadways cut through the brush. That's kind of a Texas term. And that enhances the development of wildlife. And I said, I can see deer running all over the place. I could see lots of quail and doves and rabbits. And unfortunately, even in my daydream, I see rattlesnakes because that's South Texas. And lo and behold, 3 years later, I do own that ranch now. And wow. Everything I just mentioned has come to fruition. It really has a lot of wildlife now. It's very beautiful. We have a little bitty cabin that my wife and I stay in. And to honor God, we named it Morningstar.
Oh. And so, I love it. Yes.
It's a special place for us. It really is. It kind of brings tears to my eyes. We put a lot of hard work into it and continue to, but without the ability to daydream and vision and listen to God, you would never do anything, I really think.
It's so true. It's so true. And don't you think, Larry, when God puts it on your heart to be able to have eyes to see the potential, when God puts it on your heart, and I'll say it again, to have eyes to see the potential, the possibility. It is amazing when it does come to fruition, like your beautiful ranch did, where you are giving glory to God. It is, and you're right. It is so heavenly. It has that feel because God started it with that prompting of the Spirit. Larry, I love your story. In fact, it's interesting as you're speaking about this is because oftentimes when we're doing coaching, we'll talk to people that do a lot of work in nature, right? They and you're talking about your ranch, right? So you're talking about, you know, green pastures and things like that, okay? Or an acreage. People who work in nature, they tend to have a better way of, or I should say, and they easily go into that next level of daydreaming. It's very beautiful. It's wonderful. And I love that. And I think nature brings out that creative side. So I'm so happy that you shared your story. I'm so grateful to God that you saw the potential and possibility and now you're living it, Larry. That's pretty cool. What do you say?
Well, thank you. And it has definitely given us a place where there's just simple peace and quiet, and you would be amazed at how your prayer life just expands threefold when you're working the dirt, as you say. You know, my wife is a spiritual director, and it gives her time to contemplate her directees and whatnot, you know, in absolute peace and solitude. Yep. So it has just a lot of benefits to both of us.
Yep. Oh, I so agree. I so agree with you, Larry. I you know, sometimes for me too, getting out in nature is very important, but there's something about water. I've always had this, I'm always drawn to water. I love being around lakes or rivers or the beach or the ocean. I just love it so very much. I find that I'm most at peace, and the creative side of me really kicks into high gear. And so I get it. I totally understand. And so more blessings to you and your wife and your family on this beautiful ranch. My brother lives outside of Corpus Christi, so maybe someday I'll get to visit you and maybe walk on your ranch. That would be so much fun. What do you say, Larry?
You're more than welcome. Just give us a call. We'll have a little South Texas barbecue.
Oh, I'd love that. The only problem is, Larry, I'll probably never leave. You're going to say, we need to get this person off our ranch. See, that would that's the problem.
There's plenty of work to do, so that would be okay.
Okay, that's a deal. I'll do work to stay there. There you go. Larry, thank you so much. God bless you. Have a beautiful rest of your day. We're going to get to Amy in East Grand Forks, Minnesota on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Amy. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Go right ahead. You've got something interesting to share about daydreaming.
Yeah, it's kind of related to what Larry was talking about as well. So this isn't my first time calling in. I've mentioned before to you, and you've given me some great advice and guidance. So I have a child with a 15-year-old son with a lot of needs, and then I also have an elderly mother who has quite a few needs. So the caretaking thing runs deep. And a lot of times I will wake up in the middle of the night and maybe worry. So I've kind of learned that instead of worrying, I pray. Mm-hmm. And whilst praying, listening for the Holy Spirit and kind of daydreaming has led to a lot of problem solving, because a lot of answers come when you listen and are guided by the Holy Spirit. So, and Mother Mary, of course, I find that they're very combined as well. But yeah, so that I love the idea of talking mm-hmm. about daydreaming and how closely it's related to prayer and meditation.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I love how you said that, how closely it's related to prayer and meditation. You're spot on. And Amy, wouldn't you agree that we live in a world that does everything possible to get us away from taking that downtime and that relaxing time and daydreaming? The world is telling us, you better check your phone. You're going to miss a call. You better check this. You're going to miss an email. You better stay up on things. You got to have your earbuds in all the time, always listening to stuff. So there's very little time with the way the world has set things up and trained us and conditioned us to live, right? And so it is very important that we take that specific time once a day, twice a day, once a week, even whatever we can do to set aside 20, 30 minutes and really let the Holy Spirit move in our lives and our spiritual life and solve those problems of life by just disconnecting from all this technology, all this noise. I say it all the time, Amy, this world is so loud. It's drowning out everything. It's taking our ability to completely relax and decompress and just completely be. It's taken it away, and it's in place has put so much traffic and noise and this and that that is just vying for our attention. That's why, Amy, adoration is so important. Going to our Lord and just being with our Lord. I've told people many times, and it's quite all right if people do it. You know, people take their phones into adoration and they have prayers because they want to say certain prayers. I get that. That's a beautiful intention. But it really would be better just to go in just as you are and sit down and be with our Lord, because it'll give you that precious time to have a little bit of a daydreaming session as the Lord is gazing upon you and you are gazing upon him. What do you say, Amy?
Absolutely. Amen, Debbie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's so sad to me how we've done this. You know, I'm a people watcher, Amy. Before you go, I just got to share this with you because you've called before. You're such a sweetheart. Okay. So, Amy, I get so frustrated. I love watching people. Sometimes I go to the mall. This is no joke. I go to the mall and I'll be the one sitting on the bench watching everybody. I just love watching people's behavior. And I was just shocked the other day again, and I keep hoping that it will change, but it's not changing. It's actually getting worse. I went to this very, I was sitting outside of this very popular lunch place where everybody's coming in, going out every 30 minutes, every 40 minutes, they're just rushing to get their lunch. And they sit down at tables and they eat. Everybody had their phones out. Nobody was talking to each other. Everybody buried their heads in the phones. People that were single, sitting there having lunch, they definitely had their laptop or their phone in front of them. And it was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. I just, if you, you would almost think we were a bunch of robots just moving around. It wasn't human beings. I mean, it is the oddest thing to me. And I think we should get back to the day where we throw a picnic blanket under a tree and we sit there and just relax. What do you say, Amy?
I agree, totally. I feel like it is, and since COVID too, there's just a real lack of eye contact even during mm-hmm. some of those interactions. And so I really try to do that too. Like when you are people watching, if you get the chance to interact with somebody who has just been on their phone, just making that eye contact and bringing back to reality a little bit of there is some human connection here, because there is just never a time when your brain gets a break if you're just looking at your phone or scrolling or whatever. So I think that sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
And decompress and talk to God.
Right, right. It's so beautiful when we can do that. And, you know, there have been many movies, I have to tell you, many movies that have been made where the main character will be like a workaholic or something of that nature. And right in the middle of the movie, there'll be this stolen moment where in the script of the movie, they'll go off and have just like this walk in the park just to relax and things like that. And everybody who's watching the movie, you're like, oh, that's so sweet. And then they're back to work, you know, the hustle and bustle of work. And it's so interesting. We know the answer. That's my point. We know the answer. Because when we see these things on the big screen, we're like, yeah, that's what we should be doing. But yet we're so trained to just live this strange, fast, robotic life. I pray that everybody listening to Catholic Radio, everybody just slows down and really enjoys the moment. And so, Amy, I just love your call. I could talk to you forever. Thank you so much for gracing this conversation.
Oh, thank you, Debbie.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a great call. I appreciate it. Okay, so if you have something to say real quick, you got to go fast. Rich has got his headset on. He's ready to answer your call. You got to go quickly because the show is going to run out, and I want to get your take on this. If you want to share about daydreaming and how it inspired you to start a business, or it lets you get through life better, or you have some tips or tools or anything like that, call in right now. Don't wait any longer. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And Rich will very quickly answer your call and put you on air so you can finish this wonderful episode of Take Two. Jerry will be back tomorrow. We're going to be honoring our fathers tomorrow because we're coming up on Father's Day weekend. And I love Mother's Day weekend. I love Father's Day weekend. It's a great chance to honor our parents. I think even if our parents went home to meet the Lord, it's still important. We need to do that. We need to really value parenthood. Okay, before we get back to the phones, now all you guys are calling in real quickly. This is great. Got Rich going pretty fast on the phones here. I wanted to share with you another wonderful program. Check out The Road to Emmaus on EWTN Podcast Central. Dr. Scott Hahn from the St. Paul Center explores the deep biblical roots of Catholic teaching and practice. Discover how sacred scripture shapes our understanding of morality, spirituality, liturgy, and the sacraments. Hear The Road to Emmaus and other inspiring podcasts at EWTN Podcast Central. All you have to do is visit EWTN.com/radio and click on Podcast Central today. Everything Dr. Scott Hahn does is wonderful. So really amazing. I love shows like that. Okay, real quickly, before we get to our next caller, Angel had called in and wanted an update on my eye surgeries and and some of the other stuff, the other procedures I have to have. And Angel is in need of prayers because she's having a procedure this week. And so she wants some positive thoughts and prayers. So Angel, I've got you in the book. We'll be praying that everything goes well. Go to St. Lucie. St. Lucie is awesome. As for me, I did have two surgeries. There is going to be some additional procedures being done. So I'm having a little bit of difficulty with my left eye. But I can see the screens. I can see, I can't see you guys on the chats, but I know you're there, but I hope you can see me. But I can see all the computers, the everything, so I can read. So praise be to God. I'm doing well. So thank you, Angel, for checking in and checking up on me. And I'm waving again to everybody on the chats. I love the chats going strong. Keith in Lafayette, Louisiana. Christ Our King Radio is the way Keith is listening. Keith, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deb. We appreciate what you all are doing. This is just a tag along. You mentioned earlier about being attracted to the water, the beach, or the riverside. And can this be because when we were first formed in our mother's womb, we were in a sack of water? Can it be that we were drawn to the water because of that original creation? That's just my comment.
Well, okay, before you go, that's very interesting. Because I've often tried to really deeply think about why it is that so many, there's a lot of people that are drawn to water. It could have something to do with the fact that we're like 70, 80% water. The way we're made up, right? So we're 70 to 80% water in our own bodies. So maybe that has a lot to do with it. Water also has a lot of oxygen. That has a lot to do with it. That breathes, you know, that's life, you know, that's beautiful. But the interesting thing about being in the womb surrounded by fluid. Yeah, that's very interesting. Why is it that God created so much of this planet with water? Because water, there's so many elements of water. As a matter of fact, Jerry and I, a couple years ago, we did a couple shows on the elements of water. And you just prompted me, Keith. I'm going to put that back on the calendar. We need to do that again. There's a priest I know that actually teaches on this. It's fascinating. And I think you're on to something there.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is wonderful. I love how we explore this. See what Keith just did? That's part of envisioning things and being creative about what could it be? What makes us, you know, tick? What makes us move and have these dreams and these things that we are drawn to and we long for, like nature and water and the mountains? And I mean, there's so much we can explore. And all I want to finish with for this episode of Take Two is this. Please, just 10 minutes today, this day, because this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. We're not promised tomorrow. We have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow. God could call us home tomorrow. So take today, just 10 minutes. And do some of that daydreaming, that exploring, and just, you know, taking a walk in a park if you're near a park, or just walking on some green grass, or looking at water or the ocean or the lake. If you're near the ocean, you're very blessed, okay? Because you get to look at a vast body of water. That's amazing. But just take 10 minutes and just take it all in, and remind yourself of how precious life is and how we are gifted and we are blessed with so many things by the grace of God. He gives it freely. Why? Because he said, I came for you to have life and to have it to the full. What does that mean? That means for us to experience life. I love how Bishop Barron talks about life as an adventure. I've said this many times, but I kind of repeat myself so that we have new listeners. And if new listeners are just tuning in, I want you all up to speed on the Take Two family. But Bishop Barron did a couple of his videos on life is an adventure. And it is. If we look at life as an adventure, then we can get through this. We really can. And it's going to be like a roller coaster ride. We're going to go have ups and downs and twists and turns. And it's going to be exhilarating in one moment. It's going to be, you know, scary the next. But it's an adventure. And if we hold on to the trust we have in God and build that trust, we can maintain that joy through this whole thing called life. And no matter what storms are brewing around us, we can get through it. And we can explore and we can remember that God is a big God. So we should dream big. Dream big. That's how I really want to end this episode, please. And I hope this has helped somebody today or many, many folks, because we try to use Catholic radio very wisely to really educate, inform, and form those with a solid catechesis. And I hope we achieve that today. Thanks to the show team. Ace did such a fine job right on cue there. You hear the theme song there. Rich, wonderful job on the phones. Pedro, thank you so much for monitoring the chats. Love the social media groups. You guys are so awesome. I love joining them. I pop in and out. It's so much fun. Don't forget to like us on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Maybe I'll post some things on daydreaming. That's what I'll do today. And then also like me on my personal page, Debbie Giorgiani. Don't forget to get a free consultation at standtalltoday.com. Tomorrow, Jerry will be back. We're honoring fathers. And that's tomorrow. Have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.